If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. We are doing kind of an interesting story this week, as you've heard me talk on the show many times about the fact that innovation is not restricted to being done in Silicon Valley, but that it can actually happen anywhere in non-obvious industries and in some of the most unexpected locations. A few weeks back, we had a guest on our show talking about one of their investments along the same lines here in Paducah, Kentucky. So we actually brought the studio here to Paducah to introduce and talk to the founders of, now the name of the company is what, Lou?
It's Finn Gourmet
Foods. Finn Gourmet Foods. Lulu and John are here in the studio with us. So Lulu, introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about you.
My name is Lula Lou, and I'm a co-founder and co-owner of Finn Gourmet Foods, and I have a PhD in nutritional sciences. Before, I specialized in chronic diseases and nutrition with a focus on lipid metabolism. And I was doing research looking at health disparity in minority population, and have always been intrigued about how do you engage with populations that are isolated from mainstream, either due to geography or language or socioeconomic status. And that was sort of our impetus introduction into doing the CARP. So now my whole passion and life is surrounding and dealing with CARP. And I feel that this has been an incredible journey for me to really be able to do what I've always wanted, which was to be able to work with populations that are isolated. Always wanted to do missionary work, but didn't realize it was sort of in the backyard, and have felt that everything that I've been academically trained has really been geared to doing this, surprisingly.
So, John, introduce yourself.
Yes, I'm John Crilly. I also have a PhD. Mine is in health services research. I've got a master's in social work and a master's in public health, too, and that kind of sets you up for a life in academia. My population of choice was actually rural populations in the U.S., and I've worked with different groups, and, you know, I also worked with, you know, in the VA with, you know, people, and I did target the rural populations even in that work, too. And part of what we're doing, you know, Paducah is not this huge metropolis. It's not really urban, not rural right here, but we do feel we work in a rural area. So I do have to say that all of my training I have brought to what we do here, even though it's fish. You know, we are working, and I am very, very involved in rural populations, which was a focus even as I was doing academia.
So Finn Gourmet, though, didn't start here in Paducah.
Correct.
You started in
New Orleans.
Actually, I have a little bit of experience in New Orleans. I was sent there by the White House after Katrina rebuild the wireless network in order to allow the National Guard to come back in.
Oh, excellent.
So, yeah, I spent 6 weeks camped out and sleeping in the back of a flatbed trailer in New Orleans as part of the
I'm sure you
Katrina recovery. But you started there.
We did.
And then, but then you made the decision to move, move the business to Paducah.
To be closer to our supply source.
Okay.
We both came together in New Orleans to work with these isolated population. I was particularly interested in Native Americans and Vietnamese populations, and John was interested in the veterans that were returning back from the Gulf. And so he was at Tulane, and I was at LSU, and we were doing these field works in the community, and we ended up starting a not-for-profit organization called Community Empowerment Service Agency, CESA, to try to get these individuals and people in these community to access health care in the mainstream, in the base of Tulane or LSU. And then the oil spill happened. So you can imagine New Orleans is like this, you know, hot spot for all these kinds of natural and man-made disasters. And so a lot of the people we work with no longer had a job and couldn't support themselves or their family or, you know, let alone getting health care. And so John happened to came across an article on a flight home from a conference talking about Asian carp. And academically, we kind of thought, well, are the people we work with, you know, they have boats and they have nets. You know, how difficult is it to move from the Gulf into England? Well, inland fishing, well, you know, there's a huge difference. It's actually more complicated inland, but we didn't realize that. And so, you know, there was a lot of people from everywhere, from federal to private foundations and all of that, trying to come in and do on-the-job training and all of that. And Gary Locke, who was the Secretary of Commerce at that time, we met with him, kind of pitch our idea, and because we were working in the community, and he says, oh, I like it, you know, give us an ironclad business plan and we'll support you. So we spent the next, you know, 13-something months, you know, driving around all over the place, researching this fish, sending it to our friends in different universities to see, you know, is it safe to eat? Is it sustainable? And, you know, what can be done with this? And by the time we had this 120-page ironclad business plan, nobody wanted it. Everybody was waiting for their oil spill check and couldn't be seen, you know, working or having another option to making a living. So we sort of crazy said, well, we put this much work in. Does it really work? So next thing you know, we're doing 12 hours at the university and then spending the next, you know, 12 hours at night at a shrimp processor in Chauvin trying to cut these fish and trying to figure out the secrets to making boneless fillets from it and how to market this. And we got it. And then we try to give it away to these various communities that we work with. No one wanted it because they, again, couldn't be seen, you know, having an alternative to what they were doing for the check from BP. So next thing you know, we're doing this out of our kitchen, and we got our first sale, and then we realized that we can work with people who needed second chance or different opportunities. So we started with a halfway house with that was working with women who were migrant workers who were from domestic violent situations, and we got hooked. And then we realized that this is a fish that can really give people economic empowerment. Next thing you know, I kind of phased out of my job at LSU and did it full time. And then eventually he did it from Tulane and the VA. And then we needed more fish because we were getting more orders. And came to realize that Kentucky has really incredible amount of fish here. And people here believe that this fish can be an economic opportunity for them. And so we moved everything here in 2014.
So 2014, you moved to Paducah.
By June of 2014, we closed on the property here, and we moved everything up. And then we finally, then we realized we had to put a lot more money into the rib shack that we bought in order to bring it up to code before we can open it. So at the end of 2014, we finally moved everything out of the storage facility down in New Orleans, and then we started working on renovating this. And so we opened November 2015.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long were you, when did the business start in New Orleans? How
many years? 2010.
2010, okay.
So we had 3 years there.
Yeah. 3 years there before you brought it to Paducah.
we registered the business in 2010. We made our first sale at the end of 2011, and we're kind of ramping up, and then, 2011? Yes, 2011.
Yeah.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
But it's interesting, though, that of all the places, why Paducah? Because this fish is available all up and down the river systems.
Yeah.
But it's not easy to catch.
Yeah, definitely not easy. So we have a large piece of equipment called a soft solid separator sold by a certain company, and it was that company's sales rep who sent a newspaper article to Tallulah that mentioned a certain fisherman around here that was catching Asian carp. So asked if we had heard of him. We said no. She started to call around. And so if he had sent us an article from somebody from Mississippi, we may have ended up in Mississippi. But but it turns out that there's so much water here and the confluence of all the rivers and
right.
lakes.
Well, you got the Paducah is unique in the fact that you've got the confluence of Tennessee and Ohio.
Yep.
You know, it's this pinch point.
Yep.
It was actually the whole town was established because of that unique for river transport.
Yes.
For the sending of the goods.
Yep.
I'm originally from Cincinnati, so. My wife went to Evansville, so I'm kind of tied to the Ohio River in some cases.
Right.
So let's hold that thought. We come back and we'll talk a little bit more specifically about the Chinese carp and why it's such an invasive species here in the river systems.
Sure.
And we'll talk more about thin gourmet foods.
All right.
When we come back. So don't go anywhere. We're going to pick up this conversation with Lulu and John talking about thin gourmet. And we'll be right back after this short commercial break.
Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Rwanda is a shining example of how the global community can come together and rebuild a country after a devastating genocide. But there is still more that needs to be done. In the rural villages, students are crowded into schools with no electricity, no running water, no internet access, and limited sanitation. Will these kids be ready to continue the rebuilding of Rwanda, or will they be dependent upon others? Through education and employment, boys and girls have an equally promising future that can transform their struggling communities. For $20 a month, a child can be educated and a community strengthened. By supporting Pioneer Education Africa, a 501c3 charity, you partner with others to provide education that will prepare a generation to take on the task of self-reliance. 100% of the proceeds received go directly to the education of the children. Visit pioneereducationafrica.com to find out more.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back. But before we hop into this segment, I need to do a quick shout-out to one of our sponsors, which is Zoom. Zoom is the technology that allows me to stay on the road and stay connected with my team scattered out all over the world. If you haven't tried it, check it out. It allows for both video and audio collaboration, which you would expect, but also its ability to do screen sharing and its ability to do whiteboarding to allow teams to innovate and collaborate no matter where they are is a critical tool that I use each and every day. Check it out. Hop on over to killerinnovations.com/Zoom. You'll get your free account. It'll allow you to collaborate with the 50. That's right, 50 people. Check it out and let me know what you think. And drop me a note when if you are using Zoom. Love to hear how you're using it. Just drop me a note over at phil@killerinnovations.com. So let's pick up our conversation with Lulu and John around Finn Gourmet Foods. Now, the Chinese carp, right? It's many people here in the United States would view that as an invasive species, right? Yeah. Proliferates pretty quickly, and these things grow to be pretty good. And I've seen pictures of them kind of doing the jumping out of the water thing. What's the history on this on Chinese carp and the invasiveness here in the United States?
Well, there's four Asian carp, but the one that we see the most of is the silver. So there's the silver, the big head, the black, and one more, the grass. All of those are in the waters, and in the Mississippi. But the silver is by far the most prolific, and it actually has pushed out the big head. The silver was bred in China to grow rapidly, to propagate often, as a cheap source of protein. And they are harvested several times a year, and they're harvested at about a foot long, which is maybe 6 or 8 months. And so it's a constant source of protein. They're all farmed over in China. There are none in any of the rivers there. So they were meant to grow really fast and then to be harvested. Because they eat only plankton, they were brought over as an experiment to the fish farms, the catfish farms in the Mississippi.
And so we brought them in as part of, to put them into the catfish ponds to eat up
exactly
the plankton in the ponds.
Yes.
For us thing.
And of course, Mississippi catfish farms are always near the, well, many are near the Mississippi River, and all it takes is one flood to bring the fish into the ecosystem, and they're pretty much, they're gone. So because they propagate so frequently, and they have, they lay so many eggs throughout the year, and they grow so rapidly, they've soon outgrow, many predators. So they grow so quickly, and they they're harvested at, you know, about a foot long from farming. But if you just let them out in the wild and they're not farmed at this length, that's when they grow to be tremendous. So they just don't stop growing. But over in China, where they're only farmed, you know, they're stopped at a certain growth stage, and that's that. So we in the U.S. are the only country that has them to this extent in the wild. So we are unique in the world with this type of, with this resource of fish.
And the carp, you know, there's over 15,000 species of different carps, but what's labeled as Asian carp, there's four species that falls under that. And it was brought over not, you know, not like by someone who was raising it as a pet or anything. It was an understanding and an agreement between aqua farmers and U.S. wildlife fisheries and all that. So there's been stages of different carp invasive species. So the first was the black carp, and they were brought over to eat up the zebra mussels, and they did a very good job, and they were basically eradicated soon after they were brought over. And then in the 40s, they brought over the grass carp, which was to eat the vegetation again, and again, the same thing, flood happens, and they went out in the wild. But they have been managed because of marketing and then also of the season. They only seem to proliferate during the cold weather. And then the big heads were brought over for the catfish farming, and then the silver was brought over at the same time. And then the silver now is outnumber all the other three. You don't really see black carps anymore, and you don't really see grass carp anymore.
Do they? If you look along like the entire Mississippi Ohio River system, do certain species congregate in certain segments of the river system, or they're just everywhere?
So of the 17 states that borders the Mississippi, they all have the silver carp problem now, and that's the number one invasive carp that is everywhere. And in the next 10 years, it will go everywhere else that any river that branches off them, any kind of waterways that branches off the Mississippi will also have this problem.
So, okay, so it's invasive, grows rapidly. What's the good parts of the carp? What, you know, obviously, you know, with both your backgrounds and degrees, you obviously have looked into it. It's not just a fish because it's a fish.
There's right.
Some
no.
other benefits.
It's a tremendous fish.
It is a tremendous resource that the U.S. have that we don't recognize yet. It is extremely high in omega-3. It is comparable to wild-caught salmon in terms of the omega-3 levels. But you're not getting the lead or the mercury that's involved because it doesn't eat other fish. And therefore, it doesn't store all of that. And so, because it's a filter feeder, it's like whales just simply filtering in all of the zooplankton. It's invasive because all of that plankton, which is the most simplest form of the food chain, provides fish for the other native fish as well. So if you've got a fish that's hoarding all of the food, the other fish won't have access to it, so therefore they can't reproduce at the rate that they should be producing. So then you get this fish that's reproducing 3 or 4 times a year because it's eating of every nutrient that there is. It's also very clean. It's a white, flaky fillet. And when you eat 100 grams of it, at least 20% of that or 20 grams of that is pure fish protein. That's more than tuna.
Wow.
So in terms of nutrient and nutrition content, it's fantastic. You know, you're not getting, you know, people who eat fin fish worry about the antihistamine allergies and all that. You're not getting any of that in this fish. So, and it's, you know, you can catch it it can be traceable. What we do, you would know down to the person who pack and process that fillet for you, what day it was brought in, who the harvester was. I mean, you're not going to get that kind of traceability anywhere. And if you want to know what the waterways was like, we could always call up wildlife fishery and the different agencies around here to let you know. So, I mean, it's just an incredible resource we have.
Yeah, and it's interesting because the whole traceability of the food chain is mm-hmm. becoming increasingly important, particularly with people's food allergies mm-hmm. and, you know, secondary effects of certain yeah. food types from depending on two different sources of those allergies. And actually, I think it was IBM's come up with this whole new system where Kroger and all the big, you know, even Amazon now uses it for tracing, for doing traceability of the food source.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's interesting. I hadn't thought about that as another benefit of this. So, yeah. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to continue on our conversation with Lulu and John from Finn Gourmet Foods. And when we come back, we'll continue this conversation and talk specifically about the business now and where you're at and what the plans are for that. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this short break.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
GEICO presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
You can't predict when a pipe will burst, but when one does, you'll have quite a mess on your hands. So today, I'll show you how to prep for water damage by covering everything you own in plastic wrap. All you need is a lot of paper and 15,000 feet of plastic wrap. Now let's get started.
You could try to protect your stuff by covering it in plastic wrap, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities strategies in simple to understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back. Before we hop into this segment, need to do another shout-out to one of our other sponsors, which is HP. And I know you're all going to sit there and your eyes are rolling, saying, hold on, Phil, you used to work for HP. And that is the case. But about a year ago, HP approached to become a sponsor for the show and to support the two nonprofits that we fund from the show, which is Hacking Autism and then Pioneer Education. So HP, through its sponsorship, is actually helping to fund the nonprofits, and we greatly appreciate that. HP also provides all the gear in the studio, both the main studio in Colorado and now the mobile studio here we are on the road. So thanks again to HP for that support. If you want to see the equipment and gear that we are using in the studio, hop on over to killerinnovations.com/HP, and there's a list of everything we have installed and how we are using it. And coming up here soon, we'll do a full video shoot once the studio, the mobile studio, is completely done and up and running so that you can see how we're using all that equipment. Lulu and John, let's continue on the conversation. So now you've got Finn Gourmet Foods. You've located here to Paducah. So talk about the business. You have to literally almost have to build your supply chain. Now, where do you source your fish from?
We definitely here in Kentucky. We have we work with some different fishermen that bring us fish here. But what we've learned over the past few months especially is that weather can affect the entire region, and it can close down all the fishermen at the same time, and there's nothing you can do about it. So then your supply is down, and if that weather extends for any amount of time, it has a big impact on the business. So we really started, on that premise, we had fishermen down in Louisiana originally. So we started from Louisiana, working our way up the river past Kentucky to Iowa to look for specific fishing families. Now, there's a lot of commercial fishermen, and they mainly catch buffalo and catfish and often have their own markets where they sell them. But everybody catches carp as part of the catch only because there's so many of them, they can't avoid them. They have them, but kind of taking care of them and looking at them as a valuable product takes a certain type of pricing. You have to price the fish, not dirt cheap, they're garbage fish, but really this is a valuable fish that people like Finn want to buy from them, and we want it iced and taken care of. We pay a good price for our fish. So we're able to then incentivize fishermen to really to grab those fish, take care of them for us. So our supply chain now is in its infancy is one or both of us going up and down the river collecting fish from certain fishermen, bringing it back to Kentucky, and then we do take our scrap and go back down to Mississippi where we sell it to a rendering company, and then pick up more fish and come back. So we have this kind of route that we now do: Kentucky, Arkansas, Mississippi, and back up, so we do that once or twice a week. That's how we get our fish.
That's a lot of driving.
That's a lot of driving, yes.
A little bit of driving.
These are families that have been fishing the Mississippi or its estuaries for multi-generations. generations. And they see the change. You know, they were getting a lot of buffaloes or catfish. Now they're getting more carps into their nets or their lines, you know, by accident. And you know, it's important for them, you know, to make a, be able to continue doing what they love and be able to make a living out of them. And, you know, there are other carp processors in the space, and a lot of them are Chinese investment behind that. Mm-hmm. And they don't, you know, they really kind of knock the price down. First they start at 10 cents, then they go down to 8 cents, and they try to, you know, tell the fishermen how to fish in their waterways. And these are free-spirited individuals, and you have to understand the culture. Right. So a lot of it for us is relationship building. You have to, you know, for most of the time, two academicians, you know, are not really welcome in a lot of these small town pockets of individuals. But we earn people's trust. We show that we show up, we pay for it, and we pay very good price, fair market price, actually comparable to their other fish, to give them an understanding that this is something that's valuable. This is something in the future, as we grow together as a supplier and as a buyer, we can really make a living out of this. And they see that. They you know, we send them article clippings of restaurant reviews and such, so that they really can understand this, and their children can understand this. So, you know, most of, in fact, I think all of our fishing families that we work with, you know, the grandfather's involved, the dad's right. involved, the children, that the next generation is involved. And so they get very excited when we come around. You know, they kind of beginning kind of scratch their head about eating carp. And then they see an article where, you know, Sarah is going to be invited to the James Beard House to cook carp, or they see that people are eating it, you know, as tacos and grilling it. And they're just really amazed, and they get excited. So, you know, whereas they start out fishing, maybe pulling only 1,000 pounds for us, now they're doing 5,000 pounds for us, and they get excited. It is an economic opportunity at the end of the day for us. And this is a tool that is going to help us with these different communities. And, you know, it's not silicone. Everybody wants to invest in the latest Apple or the latest
gadget.
But, you know, at the end of the day, you still have to eat. Right. You still have to have the basic needs. And these are pockets that have been kind of forgotten and left.
And but you've been successful at actually raising some money here recently.
We've had to learn. But you have to, because we started organically, and as the business grow, we just don't have the resources to catch up with the growth. So we've had to really learn how to do that.
Everybody thinks growth is good until you got to come up with the cash.
Right.
It's a problem that's good to have, but, you know, how do you solve it? There's a lot more work behind that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So what does it take to process the carp? Because it's always been, you know, I've read a bunch of articles as part of the research for this interview that part of the problem is if you want to extract the bones, it's kind of can be a tough process, or at least it's perceived as being a tough process.
Yeah, I think one of the big problems is, so any fish factory will have machinery that does the filleting and the skinning and all those things, but because these are wild caught, they're all kinds of different sizes. Like a tilapia fish farm will harvest tilapia at a certain point. They're pretty much all the same size, so you can get a machine that is tailored to fish of those size, and you're all set. So you can't really take any, there's no fish processing machinery that will do it. So a lot of it is done by hand, but not every piece needs to be done by hand. As we grow and have more investment, we can buy these certain other pieces of machinery that can help us with these steps. So we need to, get to the white part of the meat, because we have two lines of products. One is boneless fillets, and the other is what's called surimi. It's a fish paste that is made from the meat, and there's a certain process that we have that is unique to us. Surimi is very common, but we've come up with a way to make it that you can do it inland. Every other kind of surimi is made by the ocean, because it creates so much not polluted water, but
a lot of waste out of the process itself.
Yeah.
So we've developed a technique to give the same quality that you would have with, you know, Alaskan pollock by Trident, but simply make it inland where we don't have that wastewater, and we conserve a lot in terms of what we, I guess carbon footprint or, what we put back in the environment. Because what we're trying to do is to manage the environment so that we can preserve the environment. We don't want to add extra stuff to the environment.
Well, plus, because your product is dependent on having a healthy environment.
Exactly. Yeah.
To bring the fish in.
So, we would be what you consider an environmental impact company and then also a community impact company. So, of those two product lines that we have, they're both trademarked to us. We can develop nice, large boneless fillets, the kind you see like a salmon fillet or even a bigger than a cod fillet, but there's no bones, it is intact. Because, the fish grows up, I think the biggest one we've had is 107 pounds. And the bigger they are, the better the meat. We've had a lot of Japanese company coming over and they're very distrustful and cautious of freshwater because, they think freshwater fish has a earthy taste to it. So they'll go fishing with the fishermen. They'll come in, they'll pick one off the boat, and then they'll ask him to cut it for them. And they'll eat it immediately to see, what is the true taste of it. And their jaw just drop, their eyes gets really round. And they're saying, you're making surimi out of a sashimi quality fish.
Wow.
That is a huge compliment.
That's a huge. When we come back, I'm going to ask Lulu and John to kind of share also the lessons learned on their business just to get to this point, right? Because it's all the trials and tribulations of being an entrepreneur, and share with you their advice if they had a chance to go back. So stay right there. We'll be right back.
Carpenters have their hammers and saws. Chefs have their outfitted kitchens. And musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Autism. One out of every 68 children in America are impacted across every race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic group. If you aren't directly affected, someone you know is. Today's world doesn't support those on the autism spectrum. It needs hacking for us to truly welcome those who think and create differently than ourselves. We're Hacking Autism, a nonprofit charity with a mission to hack therapy, technologies, and career opportunities that improve the personal and professional lives of people on the autism spectrum. We believe that everyone can play a role in supporting those on the autism spectrum so that they can show their unique talents and abilities in this fast-paced world. You aren't powerless in this fight. Use your gifts and talents to make a positive impact. Join us in making a difference. Go to hackingautism.org to learn more.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back. We're continuing our conversation with Lulu and John from Finn Gourmet Foods here in Paducah, Kentucky. You guys have now been in business. You started in New Orleans. You relocated to Paducah. If you had a chance to kind of go back and give yourself advice back when you were doing your original 100-page business plan, what advice would you give yourself now that you've got that kind of lessons learned and the experience under your belt? Go for it, John.
All right, so if we knew how hard it was, we would have said, let's not do this at all.
No, we would have said, oh, we will make it not hard at all. Right, that's what right. We would have said.
I'm just kidding, actually. It's extremely hard work, so... So coming into it, I remember one time, just kind of, the first really, really hard day that we had, thinking, man, I don't want to do this again tomorrow, but we had to, and then the next day and the next day. So it's kind of learning that this different type of grind. The second thing is that there's so many places you can give up along the way, but and sometimes you think, well, are we just shoveling this into this, endless well? And for some products, that's probably true, but for this, we really felt, and we had done all the background to say, this has got a lot of potential here. So it's just really being creative about, in those very, very difficult times when your option is to close down or to just keep on going because tomorrow's going to be a little bit better, you just keep on going because it will pay off in the end.
It's a perseverance.
It's a perseverance thing, yes.
Have faith. Whether it's in a spiritual, religious being, or have faith in the close friends and partners that have gotten you through. Have faith that tomorrow is going to be a better day. You have to have faith, otherwise you will go crazy. And do something. Yes, the money, yes, we're for profit, and ultimately we want to have a comfortable living. But if you know that you're doing something else to help somebody else, providing them jobs or providing them just to hope that they can, learn from their mistakes and move forward. It helps to add to your faith at the end of the day when you just feel like you've been beaten and you have no other strength to get up, because you will find strength in places that you don't know that exist. And don't take advices from the experts. Don't.
Well.
I mean, you trust in what you know about what you have done that day, what you have put in terms of blood, sweat. You know, you can have an economic advisor coming and say, well, you need to do this and that, but they've never slaughtered fish. They've never, you know, been in deep high with maggots and, you know, figuring out how to, you know, get it to the landfill because you have no money to pay for someone to do it. Take it with a grain of salt, but know your stuff. Do the homework and have faith that what you do is going to be better the next day. You may not see it that day because you're so tired, but just, I can't say enough, you know, our faith has gotten us through many periods in which we're thinking, oh my gosh, we're going to have to shut down. We've got 13 people who depend on us and their family. What are we going to do? And then the next day, you know, a customer finally comes through with an order or an investor finally comes through. There's a break in it and we just realize this was meant to be, you know, it's faith, you know, you just have to have faith. And, you know, I'm reminded of different biblical stories and, you know, my mother and I escaped Vietnam. And, I think if she didn't have faith, we wouldn't be here. And so I have faith that this is, and we feel in our soul and our families kind of don't understand why we've left what we've been trained to do, but we realize that this is something that we've always been meant to do. And all of our education and work experience have led us to this point to do this because this fish is like the bread and the loaf. You know, there's just immense amount of it, but you just have to understand it and accept it as a blessing and do something with it that's going to be profoundly important.
Wow.
Have faith.
Wow.
Have faith.
I think one thing, just to kind of build on a point, we in the beginning, there's a lot of people who want to help, and they sort of transition into these advisors. And you get a lot of pressure to do, you know, people have MBAs, they've done business, they've done investment, they all know these things. So we haven't. So we sort of, the places where we've gotten hung up is when we've really tried to do what everybody's suggesting that we do instead of following our own gut instincts.
Yeah.
And the places where we've just kind of taken off, like with, you know, Lanchi developing the surimi and, you know, me, the boneless filet parts, you know, it was just, you know, getting rid of all that noise and just saying, we are going to do it this way. And so we struggled throughout our existence to kind of...
hear our own voice.
Yeah, to follow our own voice.
Yeah, I think this is a very good point about the advisor piece, right? You know, like I'm in the innovation game. There's 100,000 innovation experts. And then you ask them, how many innovations have they actually done? And it ends up being zero, right? They've got a degree, they've got whatever, but they haven't lived it day in and day out from the standpoint of in some cases entrepreneurs aren't willing sometimes to just trust their gut.
Yes.
Right? It's that negative talk we have in our heads, like, oh, you don't know anything, you're new, you're a rookie, you're not the expert.
Yeah, yeah.
When in reality, that gut can get you a long way.
That's an excellent point.
Plus, when you're living it day in and
right.
day out.
Right. I mean, we've been, you know, in front of bankers and potential, you know, investors, and they say, well, you know, what does two academicians know about running a fish processor? You know, and now I can say, I do know a lot. And you know, my training as a PhD in academician, I'm a problem solver. I don't back down from a big challenge. We sit down and we methodically and rigorously go through our plans to solve our supply chain or whatever. So I'm a great problem solver. And that's what my training has brought me to do.
Yeah.
What have you done in terms of problem solving the carp industry?
Yeah.
You know that's cheeky and cheap shot, but you know what I mean.
Yes. Lulu John, I want to thank you for taking the time out today. It's been great to... come visit Paducah, come back to Kentucky, where my wife and I got married, not too far from here.
Very cool.
Right over in Henderson. So it's been great to be back in town and checking it out again. And I just want to say congratulations on the success you've had and the impact that you're having here in Paducah, both with employment, but also with the environment and what you're doing with the Chinese carp, providing a great protein food source and a success for your business. And we'll stay in touch, and if we're back in the area, we'll stop back again. So if you're listening, check us out. We'll have all the show notes over at killerinnovations.com. With that, have a great week. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.